Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Should be proud of your kid. You absolutely should be. And that's why we're really super glad that you called yesterday and called our first Burt Show Kindness Award hotline, right? Because a lot of times, as we've been focusing on, like, the big award is that one, like, perfect attendance. And nowadays, we're just in a time where maybe we got to rethink that one. Like, maybe that shouldn't be the highest award because we're forcing our kids out of the house when they're not feeling great. Maybe mentally they do need a day, but they've got that 100% attendance on their mind. So we might be sending them into situations that aren't really healthy. So a listener, or Cassie, had suggested, how about the kindness awards?
Yeah, it's actually Mary Fairy Beauberry on Twitter. And she says, can we please replace the perfect attendance awards with kind kids awards already? And I love the message that that's sending, that the focus should be on not being at school every single day, but rather being the kindest kid you can be at school when you were there.
I love that. So call 404-954-1360, or you could just go right to theburtshow.com and nominate from there. And we'll start today.
Yay!
We will start with Joseph Morales, who is 14 years old from Alpharetta. He is a student at Holcomb Bridge Middle School, nominated by Karina Morales.
I would like to nominate my son, Joseph Morales. My name is Karina Mema. He is in middle school, and he is just known for being really, really kind. All of his teachers always send me emails about he's always just so polite and so courteous, always willing to help, and always just being super, super nice to everyone. Also, he has made honor band twice this year, and he's already made it into the wind ensemble to be able to play in Milton this coming up year, and he's only graduating from eighth grade. So we're very, very proud of him for just being such a kind soul.
All right, the next winner of our Burt Show Kindness Award is going to Danica Camarena Corral. She's 8 from Mableton, a student at Mableton Elementary, and was nominated by her dad, Mike.
I'd like to nominate Danica Camarena Corral from Mableton Elementary Jaguars. She is kind, sweet, giving. She's always helping and loving her fellow classmates and very kind at home. And what a pleasure to be around her. So I nominate her for the Kindness Award.
Our next kid is Tucker. We don't have a last name, but he's 10 years old and he's out in Villa Rica, and he goes to Ithaca Elementary School, and he was nominated by his neighbor. I love this. Oh. Sarah Hitchcock.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm calling to nominate Tucker. Tucker is a 10-year-old boy who lives in my neighborhood. He is the oldest boy, and he's surrounded by a bunch of 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds. Tucker always is super kind and helpful with the little kids, always willing to play and participate in games outside with them. They all look up to him and love sharing his big boy toys. He even showed my son this weekend how to play a little bit of Minecraft and just was so patient and kind. And that takes a lot for a 10-year-old kid because it's a lot on a parent. And he excels in school. He's great with baseball and he's good with his mom.
And then the last kindness award, just for this round, because you can still do it, is going to be Cameron, who is 18 from Oklahoma City, just graduated from City West High School in OKC, nominated by mom, Sarah.
I wanted to nominate my daughter, Cameron, for the kindness award. Cameron is one of the nicest kids you could ever meet. She did a donation Friday last year for a leadership project with marching band, and it was all about collecting things for a homeless
teenage shelter here in Oklahoma City. She collected a whole bunch of toiletries and clothing and money. It took two vehicles full of stuff to get it all taken over there. She is a kid who, if she sees a freshman boy with not very many friends, she will go and invite them to sit with her and her friends if they're verified.
All right, so you could still nominate a kid for the Kindness Awards. All you got to do is call 404-951-1360. You can nominate your kid there. If you can't remember that number, no worries. You just go to thebertshow.com. And like you heard there, if you can hear The Bert Show in your city, you're part of our family here. So it can be in any city. Just go ahead and nominate a kid. These kids need to be highlighted, man. I mean, you hear so much, right? This is going on in school. That's going on in school. Well, those are the stories that make the headlines, but how about the kids that are playing with the other 3 and 4 or 5 year old kids in the neighborhood?
Teaching them how to play Minecraft.
Teaching them how to play Minecraft and stuff like that. That doesn't make the headlines, but they should be rewarded for that. And again, being kind is way more important than that perfect attendance, right? So if you know a kid that you think will qualify for the Kindness Award, hit them up at thebertshow.com.
You're on The Bert Show.